Morning world, it's Saturday again. So, I'm trying this from the iPad because I wanted to see how it worked. Apparently it's got a built-in microphone and it does seem actually quite cool. I would like to say I love my iPad. I can now read again, which is absolutely awesome. And I can put things close to my eyes as I want and I can see it. Hooray! Yes, it's Saturday and yes, a crying ISIS puss has woken me up again. Bless her tiny, tiny heart. She gets ever so upset, and the only thing it seems to do or to doubt is food. So, she's now nomming breakfast. Hopefully there'll be something left for Seripus when she gets back. Yeah, so I've had the iPad a couple of days now. And I love it, and it's beautiful, and iBooks is absolutely amazing. I've been importing, PDFs in as ebooks. Oh, it's so nice to be able to read. I mean, it sounds really weird, but it's got to the point where I just can't read a normal book. I can't see the text. So having this, being able to read things like work, PDFs and everything is brilliant. I can make the fonts larger, I can change the font, you know. It's lovely. Unfortunately, it means I want to buy lots of books off the bookstore. especially the American bookstore, but that's for something else anyway. But yeah, it's brilliant. It's got its little case, and the apps look great. And being able to double up some of the some of the iPhone apps is awesome. Plus, I have a giant portable tablet computer, which is just kind of it's just the perfect size. It's changed my life. That sounds really sad, I know, and really kind of cliched. But it's actually quite true. So yeah, awesome, awesome thing. So yeah, today's Saturday, and yesterday was a bit of a bad day, because I lost large amounts of money thanks to one of my clients going into liquidation. Boo! But to be honest, it's not really about the money, it was just more about the hotel, and the work I put into the pieces. And the fact I've got to email the person at the PR and say, I'm sorry, this piece isn't going to turn up, which is just, ugh, it makes me feel like a bad journalist. But then again, I can't do anything about it. So, yeah. And today, I'm pleased because there's no sun. Normally I wake up and it's like, vampire impression. But this morning it's quite overcast, which is good. Because I really, really got a bad light headache yesterday. Thanks to this really kind of, you know, glare sunlight that just wouldn't go away. And the first thing I do most mornings now, aside from yell at the cat for going out sick up on the window and making the light come in, is grab my glasses. You know, I've got a pair of wraparounds that I actually have to put on in the house because it's too bright. Yesterday I was wearing my really, really, really green ones. You know. So, and I don't think much of the light headaches. I went out for 20 minutes to get bread and magnums, and I came back with a headache. You know, this was with my cane, with my really, really dark glasses, and it just, ow. And I wouldn't mind, but, well, it's worse when there's glare. You just kind of walk around, and it's just like, this is the sun hitting you in front, the reflection hitting you from behind, and I may as well be completely, completely blind, because it's just like, I can't see a thing. But this is why I'm on the guide dog list, so, yeah. But, so today I'm doing nothing, I'm waiting for my newspaper, which should arrive in approximately an hour. We'll go back to sleep, but, well, I just put bait to that, so I'm going to talk randomly in audioboo, which isn't a bad thing. Yeah, love the iPad. Liking the overcast weather. All good today. Talk to you soon.